Oh, just want to slide in here and say one. Welcome to any new listeners. We're glad you could join us here for season two. We would like to remind you all that we do have a Patreon, so if you have any spare gold pieces, we'd really appreciate the support, and we appreciate the support that you give us when you listen and interact with us on Twitter and other places. And speaking of interacting with us, we have started a new Into the Gridge Discord, so you can trade fan theories, jokes, and just, you know, enjoy the community with your fellow groupies. So both of those links should be in the description for you to check out. Without further ado, enjoy the episode. Go dark.
Lamborghini at the race to China.
Kayla, I swear to God.
I'm sorry, it's in me.
Do you want to be in like more dire straits than you were before?
Is it dire?
Because that's how you get there. Diarrhea. Dire straits.
Diarrhea straits.
There's the speed run. I'm broken. Yeah. I would simply like to pass away. Last
diarrhea.
Oh, no,
it's not. Thank goodness it's not. That'd be rough. Okay. Last time we saw the Gru, they found themselves in a bit of a sticky situation with a group of
it's my joke.
That's so funny.
Little purple men who were
those
grimy little gremlins. They slowed them down for a bit of time, but they were able to eventually fight their way through and make their way to the next chamber. That is where we find them. That's about it. That's all that happened last time. Brenda got stuck a bunch. Get fucked.
Damn.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome into the Gridge.
Targeted.
It was not. This room that you're in is another one of the small, like, D8 shaped rooms. The door.
What does that look like? You're gonna have to.
I don't know what that means. That means nothing.
It's like two isosceles triangles placed base to base.
I don't know. Geometry? Nope. Cannot.
Well, some D8s are like that. A D8, I feel like most D8s aren't perfectly diamond.
The same, because I can't even tell.
You know,
Harry's gonna murder us in our sleep.
Okay, if you look at a D8,
yes,
from the top, right? So there's no numbers, and it's like a square.
It's just a triangle. Literally, it's literally just a square.
And then you tilt it, so it's a diamond. That's what some of the rooms look like. But then if you
could have just said diamond.
Diamond.
I have. I'm explaining what the room you're in looks like. Yeah, whatever. You're in a room and there's a door. It has the same sideways V markings that many of you have on your hands. This time the ones on the door point to the left. There are four of them.
Oh.
What diamond. The fuck just got put in the chat?
Diamond, more like
no, I'm
die.
Just, I'm really kill Jake us was all just like, this time.
Oh, so.
To remind the audience, which really means to remind you guys, Ansel, you have two glowing marks on the back of your left hand. Big, you have five. Brenda, you have two. Glunkus, you have three, and Maureen, you have one.
And more.
Um,
Do you try and open it? Yes, it is. It opens easily. Swings through. You guys...
Don't say that.
Walk forward, and as you open the door, the scene in this room is somber in tone. You come up to another memory. Moon silently moves through the night, glancing around, locking eyes with figures all over. A man reading news on his tablet, a woman looking at the virtual display in a shop window, someone walking with groceries, all innocuous but connected. Their trap was almost ready. Cars whizzed past and the street was shiny and clean, as they all were in Cypher City. Then the patrol flew by. The angels swooped under a bridge connecting two buildings. When they were entirely cloaked in its shadow, Moon activated a button on her sender and it exploded, crashing down on them and destroying the connection between the two buildings. Then, swiftly, she and all those she worked with disappeared, fading back into the shadows. The scene fades and the room in front of you is a long, drawn-out diamond shape.
Skinty.
There is... I made sure I had the right one. The door has five of the marked V's facing to the left, like pointing left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys walk to your left, and this is, as you walk in, this is a small, about 10-foot square on any one side, shaped room. As you walk in, the door slams shut behind you, and a tomb rises up in the middle.
Whoa. No, thank you.
Also, all five of you get another mark on the back of your hand.
What's happening?
There is no apparent exit to this room anymore. Shit. Just you and a tomb.
There's a tomb in here. Oh, you think you're gonna die?
I mean, there is a tomb.
If we die in her brain, does that mean we die in real life? Or?
Oh, I think it does. Okay.
Only one way
to the tube.
I don't know why, I just have the feeling.
Big dives into the tube.
Into the tube?
Tomb.
Oh, tomb.
Like Tomb Raider.
Oh. Tomb Raider.
What?
Boob Raider?
Yeah.
Perry, that's not appropriate for family audiences.
Perry, that's horny. Wait, boobs on the
brain? I don't.
Guys. Boobs on the brain? I get it, but.
No. You guys misheard me. I said vibrator.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Oh. I hate it here.
You started this.
Tomb. I was still going to dive into it, but not, like, actually dive.
I thought this was into the bridge, not into the tomb.
Oh.
Okay, who is opening the tomb?
Big McLarge Tomb Raider.
As soon as your hand touches it, it turns a dark green that eventually becomes black and then sinks into the floor, disappearing.
Oh.
A door opens in front of you.
Under me?
In front of you.
Oh.
Kind of across from where you came in.
Oh, I guess that was it. Well, no tomb, no brain tomb today.
Nope. Is there the same number of marks on his hand?
There's another mark on his hand, yes. You now have seven.
I'm so confused.
You walk through, and as you step into the next room, you see another memory. This one seems more faint. It's just like a snippet of a memory. You see Moon staring at a computer screen in a facility kind of just with banks of them, rows and rows. Her eyes are wide in shock, and then a club strikes her from behind, and she's captured by angels. To be fair, came into the room with the tomb, you should have seen this one. I apologize. You see Moon looking at her phone, her hand lingering over the contact for Ocean, then deciding against calling her now ex-wife and putting her sender away.
No!
This room before you is huge and diamond-shaped. The walls are about 20 feet on any one side. There is a plain-looking door over to the right and a line on the floor similar to some of the other rooms you've seen, except this line is not glowing or reacting at all. It's just sort of there.
I touch it.
The line or the door?
Door.
You grab the door and the line ignites. Brenda, how much? No, like it turns on. What is your max HP?
Uh-oh. It's 52.
And what HP are you at right now?
50.
The line fills up almost all the way. The door does not open.
What if I touch it?
Oh. Nothing happens. You get a mark on the back of your hand, actually. That happens.
Big, heal
okay.
me.
Okay. Touch Brenda on her shoulder respectfully again.
The line fills all the way up, but the door is still locked.
What?
And Brenda, actually, as...
I have to die.
As you reach for it, you get a mark on your hand.
Huh. All right, who wants to die? Who's closest to death?
I'm at 20 HP.
Like, is that... Am I logicking this correctly? Is one of us gonna have to be at zero to open this door?
You can find out.
This is some Sorcerer's Stone shit.
I'm gonna... Okay, I'll do it.
Alright.
What is...
Glunkus, punch Big.
Glunkus, punch me really hard in the stomach right now.
He has to get to zero.
I think this is a risky bet.
No.
You know that?
Alright, well, what do you think it is then?
What is actually happening so far?
I got up. It's the line on the floor shows your HP. I got mine up to 100, thinking like 100%, thinking that that would open the door, and it didn't.
But didn't it start at zero?
No.
It started not like lit up at all. And even when it was missing a sliver, it was kind of glowing a different color. So it wasn't ever like off like it was when you first came into the room.
So it has something to do with our HP.
When Glunkus touched the door after Brenda, nothing changed.
Like, but did the line on the floor, like, show his HP?
Nothing changed.
Mine? Fuck, I have to go to zero? Okay, someone punch me.
Okay.
I'll punch you.
For efficacy.
Punch you?
No, do it. Punch me.
Just roll damage. Your attack is gonna hit.
Wait, what am I rolling?
D4 plus strength.
Oh, okay.
I should not have touched the door first.
That's a 7.
Okay, Brenda, you take 7 damage, and the line on the floor goes whoop, about 7 damage worth.
All right. Well,
down.
It went down. And when it was at 100%, it didn't do anything. So, pretty sure I need to go to 0.
Yeah.
What if we punch someone else?
It doesn't
else
work.
And then see if
Glunkus
that...
touched the door, nothing changed. I unfortunately touched the door first, so it has to be me.
Damn.
I'm really having a hard time, aren't I? You did this on.
Nope. Whoever touched it first, it was going to be them.
Well, we really did carry on having
yeah.
a hard time into the second episode,
wow.
didn't
we? You know, Brenda, I feel like if I use the spiritual weapon, it's going to hurt less somehow.
What?
Okay. Just. Let's
what
just
do you want?
Do
what
it.
Do you want it to be?
I want it to be a piece of pizza slapping
okay,
you in
got
the
it.
Face.
And after about 30 to 40
How about
seconds,
we give everyone a hit.
Oh, that's fine.
Everyone
yeah.
gets to hit me once. Everyone gets to pick their favorite way.
Yes.
To hit.
Any sort of attack you make will automatically hit, so you can just roll damage. So, Big, why don't you roll spiritual weapon damage? Is this green piece of pizza smacks Brenda across the face?
Pizza damage.
Roll for pizza?
Roll for pizza.
Yeah, that's an eight pizza damage.
Okay. It goes voom, down a little bit more.
Hold on, I need to calculate where I'm at.
37.
Yes, yep. Thank you.
Who's next?
I wonder if everyone's brain is like this with all these elaborate traps and monsters inside of it, or if it's just hers.
I mean, Big, what's the inside of your brain like?
A god, I guess.
Unless anyone has anything in particular they would like to do, we can kind of fast forward, and the Gru is able to successfully bring Brenda down to zero HP.
Fast traveling.
As the last sliver... As the last sliver of life leaves her, the line goes... Zoom, ding! And the door clicks open.
This is
it's pretty fucking fucked. That's so.
So is Brenda? Yep. Brenda's at zero now. Do we need to res her?
I would love if someone could make me.
Why don't you go ahead and make
me
a death saving throw?
What was that, Perry?
I asked Brenda to make me a death saving throw.
Wait, are you kidding?
You're at zero hit points.
Can I not?
6.
Okay, you're mark one success. Okay,
let's stabilize Brenda. Okay,
let's stabilize.
Yeah, can I heal her?
Yes. Well, you can see what happens.
Okay.
I wish I could speak.
Wait, what?
Biggest healing, Brenda.
Oh. I thought I was waiting till see what happens, but I guess not.
I mean, the door opened is what happened.
Oh, I thought you meant like saving throw. Okay.
No, she just had to make the one, like, right when she went down.
Oh, okay.
And then now you guys have a moment to do your thing.
Twelve.
Okay, Brenda, you come back for 12 hit points. The light goes zoop, and the door slams shut.
Yeah.
I no. fucking knew it!
No!
I wanted to say it so bad.
Guys, we have to drag Brenda out of here.
Brenda!
The good news is your death saves reset Brenda. Back to zero.
Oh,
so.
No.
I knew that was going to happen, but I was being good and didn't want to metagame.
Bad.
Okay. No, we
Kayla,
just did.
That was good, Kayla.
That's
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah, you
Brenda.
smack her around a few more times as she's coming to.
It's like the scene from Airplane where it's just a bunch of like devices where we just hit the.
you drag her out of the room this time before healing her, and things are fine. Actually, Big, since you tried to heal her, you get another mark on the back of your hand. You are at
no
eight now.
For anything else. No, that's big. That's big as oak. I'm getting this disease.
Oh, man. Well, what's the mark
Do
again? Isn't it cool
it's
looking?
It's like a V on your hand, and it's glowing. Each
so
one, like, it starts
so
kind of at your
cool.
knuckles, and each successive V stacks up. So, Big, yours are almost to your elbow now.
Oh, God.
Oh, sick.
brain chicken pox.
Sick sleeve, dude. Is anyone going to revive me?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
That was fucked up, Perry.
Thanks. I try.
Perry does a fucked up thing.
You
know, I had to give the GRU a moral quandary.
To me.
And
we didn't really.
You didn't. You did just immediately kill one of your friends.
I mean, I told them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Brenda, you good? Do we need to unpack that?
If your friends told you to kill them, would you?
Right. Like, we all know that Brenda's not good.
Okay, you guys are able to make it through a chamber.
What's my HP?
One. They stabilized you, brought you back to one HP.
Hot. Sexy. Do I have any healing potions? I do. I take
good.
One. I don't know what kind it is, though. Just the normal kind?
I'll say it's, so 2d4 plus 4.
Are there different, what do they taste like? What do the potions
taste like? So, water breathing tastes like salt water. Right. They
no,
do have
no,
like.
No, I needed an answer.
No, sorry, Kayla needed more important info.
2d4 plus 4 healing.
What am I? Thank you. Carry on.
I'm looking it up right now, Ansel.
11 HP.
Nice.
Whoa.
It doesn't have. It doesn't
okay,
list
so
a taste. So, Ansel,
taste?
What does a healing potion taste like?
So I feel like it's probably like medicine, but like a little more sugary, like a cross between Hawaiian punch and like kind of nasty medicine.
Yeah, I buy that. It is red, so checks out.
Yeah,
yeah. It tastes like yucky red. You guys turn a corner and see a set of double doors. They open easily as you push through them, and following is a massive circular room. In the middle, there are 5 screens arranged in a circle, each displaying a different image. The room otherwise appears to be empty, save for a figure at the far side who has not noticed you.
Hello?
Far side. Cow tools?
Cow tools?
Yes. Are good. Is good, are good.
All right, what are you guys doing? What's up?
Yeah.
I walk up to the cow tools.
Are you looking up this at the screens, the 5 screens? Okay, each of
That's
them,
what I said.
As you walk around, in order, you see one of them. It's like a GIF almost. You see a TV with a magic wand displayed inside of it that's kind of like sparking. On the second one, there is an angel with a black bar covering its eyes and a tear flowing down its robotic face. The third one has symbols for each school of magic, but they're kind of shattered into pieces. The fifth one shows an army of spiders, but each one has like a location marker pinged on its back. And the last one is a large body of water with a single drop of some black liquid falling into it and dispersing. As you walk around, this figure does notice you and she goes, what? Who are you? What are you doing here?
You know, it's been a while ago. I kind of forget what we're doing here.
I reach out my hand. Ansel Thickbush, nice to meet you.
Moon, nice to meet you, Ansel.
Oh shit, you're the person.
I suppose.
See, we know
are there more than just the two of you?
We know you outside of your brain.
Okay. How's my body doing?
Not great. I don't remember.
I don't even remember, man.
That would explain why I've kind of been trapped in here for so long.
Did you want to just...
I hope you're not mad that we jumped in your...
Oh, there's another one. Okay.
I thought... Hi. Hi. I thought it was weird we didn't have your permission, but your ex-wife said we had to.
Wait, you talked to Ocean?
Yep. Oh, boy.
She's by your body. She's, like, right there on the outside. Oh. But we're on the inside. We should probably...
Okay, but how does my body look? Like...
Really hot.
Oh, thank God. Really okay.
Your ex-wife is probably really... If you weren't unconscious, would probably be super turned on. I don't know. I don't know how any of that stuff works. I don't know, fam.
Oh. Hey, what?
Wait, do you... Yeah. Wait, you recognize this guy.
Glunkus is sheepishly just...
Did you say Glunkus?
Glunkus just sheepishly, like, raises his hand. Hey.
She runs over and hugs you.
Aw.
Just a full embrace.
Aww.
Just...
Aw. I don't get to do that.
I thought I'd never see you again.
Yeah, well, you weren't gonna. This wasn't
what?
Really...
That, yeah, that makes sense.
My what, plan.
How are you here? What?
We don't really understand.
Never mind.
Either.
That's probably a long story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of pieced out to the other side of the world. Oh, also, surprise, there's another side of the world. Yeah.
The what?
Yeah.
I mean, like, logically, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But how did you...
Well...
I can ask later.
There's a
portal. No, I think you should ask now.
Okay.
I'm also interested.
A wumpst?
Like a magical door.
Okay.
I went through it and I...
So magic is real?
Yeah.
Yeah, want to see some?
I don't think I can handle that right now. Thank you, though.
Okay, all right. I was going to do a really good one, though.
You kind of look like shit, so I doubt it.
Okay.
Whoa.
I just told you that your body looks really good, and this is what you say.
I mean, you look like you just died and came back and died and came back again.
Oh, you went through
you
that door,
an
too.
You have incredible intuition. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of why I was so good at being, like, a spy and a freedom fighter.
Oh. So we're in here, I'm now remembering, to get something from your brain thing.
And I think we're trying to get her out of her brain.
I thought we were trying to...
It's been
both
so
of those
long,
things would
and
be
I have
great.
Died.
I got this, some secrets. You guys can go look at those computers. Just don't look at the last one.
I got some secrets.
And the last one is the one with the body of water and the droplet. But she's like, the rest of them, you can learn the secrets. The more people that know them, the better. I mean, once I'm awake again, I'm going to share them with the crawling army anyways. So you guys get first dibs.
Wow.
Okay, so what does any of this mean?
So there are five screens. She has asked you not to look at the last one.
Well, now I really want to.
So, they are, again, there's a TV with a magic wand inside of it, an angel with a black bar covering its face, and a single tear, symbols for each school of magic broken into pieces, an army of spiders with location markers on their backs, and a body of water with a drop of black falling into it and spreading.
Are these like thumbnails?
Yeah, it's like a GIF playing, and as you go up to it, there's like a play thing that kind of shows.
I want to see what's up with the angel with the black bar of its face.
You put your hand up to it, and it sinks into the screen a little bit, and your vision goes fuzzy, and you learn the information that certain angels have begun to defect from service to the Cyphal Xenix Company. Those that begin to break free of their programming and develop more emotion are captured and held in a prison facility outside of the city. And then your hand kind of pulls back and you have learned that secret.
Can I look at the spider?
Mm-hmm. Hashtag secret learn.
Big, you put your name up like you saw, your hand up like you saw Ansel do. And just scrolling past you his name. After name after name of people who are even just suspected of being members of the crawling army, as well as the locations that they stay in.
Mm.
So it seems the Cyphalzanix company knows about the resistance and everyone that's in it and where they live.
That's
I want the magic one.
Okay, you put your hand up to it and you see kind of a lab and some strange plans. And at the center of all of them is this weird, it's a blank spot, even in these plans. You can't tell what it is, but you know it's a key for this device to work, this device that will wipe out magic for good.
Oh no!
And you do see that they are getting close to being ready to use it, and that they plan to test it out in the Adlerven Kingdom.
No!
Oh,
it's like
no.
The only thing the Adlerven Kingdom has going for it.
Damn. All right.
Yeah, way to hit them while they're down.
That's bad. Damn. Yeah.
Like, literally, it's just like a sad, less technology half of the world. The only.
Yeah, we don't even have toilets.
Yeah, the only thing that's like competing with cyber.
Well,
yeah, I think there's toilets.
I feel like there might be some toilets.
Towards the center, there are some toilets, yes.
Oh, well, I never had any.
Romans
in the capital city and in some of the more illustrious center cities, there are.
They have cars because Big invented the motor company, Ford Motor Company.
I did.
I remember.
They're a little slow in the production process.
There's still a screen left.
There are two left. The first one is the TV with the magic wand inside of it. Brenda, as you go to look at that, you see, the Cyphalzenix company has conducted research on how to put low-level charm spells into TV programming, and they have effectively brainwashed the population into submission and believing whatever they say.
So it's not Fantasy Russia, it's Fantasy North Korea.
So it's not Fantasy Russia, it's the Fantasy GOP.
It's its own thing.
It's just like a
it's
whole deal.
It's fantasy, fantasy.
Sorry.
In this time, Ocean has kind of gone over and sort of like is guarding, kind of. She's standing between you guys and this last screen.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm gonna need that.
No, you. You saw the rest, and I'm sure you saw other things as you walked through my mind. You don't get this one.
Well, we came all this way, though.
Personal, or is this something that's going to help take down the evil people?
That does cause her to pause. She just doesn't answer you. She stands her ground.
Listen. All I'm saying is...
Hey, look over there.
Make a deception check.
Oh, I was going to try to talk her out of it, but okay.
What? Make a deception check, Ansel. What? With advantage, because she's kind of in a different conversation.
No. Oh, my God.
That fucking rules.
Oh, boy.
So with advantage.
Yeah, she's like, what? Which gives you just enough time with your fighter dexterity to, you barely get a finger on the screen before she starts to pull it away. But even a fingertip is enough. And you see that Ocean has been acting as a double agent for the Cyphalzenix company and undermining the crawling army in their efforts to free the people from their rule.
Oh,
whoa.
You bitch.
And Moon looks at you and
whoa,
goes, I.
This lady's bad.
I really didn't want you to see that.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh.
I bet you didn't.
Except they didn't see that. So I just. All they have is me going, whoa, this lady's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. She kind of like pulls. She's holding your hand and she's like looking at you. And she is taller than you. She's a half elf. So it's like. I can't. Let you tell anyone. I have to talk to her. I have to convince Sam. This isn't. Things will be okay. I need time.
Yo, she's like a double spy. She's got one of them deals going.
But like,
it's
but
not
like,
good.
Who is she a double spy for? Like, which one is? You know what I'm saying? This is a real Snape situation, and we all know how I feel about it.
Ansel, you know with certainty that she is a double spy for the Cyphal Zenix company.
For the company.
Damn.
I
so you lied to us this entire time?
I wasn't.
We literally.
I mean,
walked
we just met
the
her.
Train for so long.
I was gonna let you know everything else. I just can't.
I died for this.
Do you know what she would do? What they would do to her? I can't.
Well, you probably shouldn't have done it then, huh? Did you ever think about that?
Do you think I was gonna find this? I thought I was just gonna get some information. I didn't know. Okay, we haven't talked in a while, but I don't. Whatever they're going to do to her is going to be bad, and I can't let that happen. Mm-hmm. I can't let you leave.
Well,
who's that?
The crawling army, the Cyphal Zenix company, whoever finds out that she's been exposed first.
Huh? Exposed to what?
Basically, she's saying that whichever party finds out that Ocean has been spying or is, you know, exposed as a spy is going to hurt her badly.
Wait, which one is the spy? The one we're talking to right now? Or her or the wife?
The wife. The ex-wife who helped you raid the train.
I knew she was
fishy. I did not pick up on that.
I feel like I said something about not liking her.
Brenda, you don't like anyone at the beginning.
Well, okay, so the lady we're talking to right now is fine.
Yes, she was just trying to protect her.
Okay. Oh, I thought she was the bad one.
I did not catch that either, and I'm the one who saw it.
No, yeah, I caught that. Yeah.
Thank you for paying attention, Maureen.
Yeah.
Maureen gets a gold star.
Yeah, I thought maybe they knew something. Whoopsies.
Okay, listen, lady. I get that you love her or whatever, but like, it's gonna ruin everything that you've done for years if you let her keep spying.
I can stop her though. I can talk her out of it.
You like super kids.
Take it from our experience.
Though, right?
Sometimes you have to kill the people you
love. Oh, you know her? Were you married to her for 10 years?
You could give it a shot. We're not going to tell you can't talk to her, but we're going to be, like, in the room outside in case things go south.
I can't let you do that.
You ever hear those train analogies where either you run over one person with the train or you run over literally the entire world with the train?
I don't...
You know, it makes it...
You know those ones?
I don't
know if this helps, but if it makes you feel better, I had to kill my dad once, and this is like, you're just trying to talk to her.
I killed my entire family once.
Enough! She shouts, and the doors slam shut to this room and disappear. So this room, all the walls are now just flat and circular, and she says, goodbye, and disappears.
Uh-oh.
Leaving you abandoned in this room.
I have an ex-wife.
It was an olive branch. I was like
a
commonality.
Really tried. You did better than
God,
the rest of us.
So good.
Yeah. You have an ex-wife?
Well, wait, so we're in, like, a middle of, like, a Squidward in the white...
Yeah,
white
you're in this,
thing.
Like, circular green room. It's the same as, like, the rest of the places you've walked through here. The computer screens disappear now, and it's just you guys in here. Nope, the doors
door?
Sealed into the walls and disappeared.
So we're stuck.
Okay, then, while we're trapped in here... Were we gonna talk about Glunkus' whole deal, and then we got?
I mean, while we're trapped, we can do that.
No, totally. I always wanted a gay uncle.
I think we should.
Maureen, you can't say that.
I'm gay.
We know,
but I also want a gay uncle I can look up to.
I think we should try and get out of this trap before.
I'm not even sure time's real in here.
Yeah, Glunkus, I think you can talk about how you should be my guest.
Glunkus is like sitting with his like fingers touching each other right up to his nose, like just contemplating.
The classic NPC yeah. stance.
What do you guys want to know?
Everything.
Why does he look like Big? That's
what happened to him?
That's sort of.
We can start there, I guess.
Yeah, we can start there.
All right. Before I knew you, numbskulls, before I came over to the Adlerven Kingdom, I lived here, and I mean, I knew the crawling army, and I had a husband, and we had a bunch of kids, but
what?
They found out about me, and they murdered them all. So,
oh,
and, no!
Unfortunately for me,
Ansel gives a hug. Ansel gives him a little hug.
Also gives him a hug.
Yeah. He
everyone gives hug.
He looked just like Big, which that kind of stung a lot in the very beginning. So Big, that's why
I guess
I made you shit yourself.
I guess
all the
time.
Did
something right. You stuck around. So yeah. Wait, did you make your husband shit
himself
all the time?
No, Vic. Well,
listen, why does he look like Big?
They're just both elves. Like,
yeah.
Wow, not all elves look the same, dude.
Yeah, but didn't they actually look the same?
They look similar, but not like exactly the same. That...
Like, are they related?
Related at all? I don't know. I don't see how that could possibly work.
That could be. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, because I know it hurt at the beginning, and I'm glad you stuck around.
Me too. You guys remind me a lot of the family I don't have anymore. Yeah.
I'm sorry we made Ansel
goes,
talk
it doesn't
about
get easier. It just gets farther.
I'm sorry. Fuck, we dude. Shouldn't have pressured you.
No, it's, I mean... Yeah, probably not, but we're here now. we should probably try and get out of here.
We've
got our Glunk's position now, so we...
Ansel runs and kicks a wall.
You just hear a... Boom. Is it like ripples out, but nothing really happens?
Do we have to kill Brenda again? Or...
Actually, Ansel, make an intelligence check for me.
Well,
oh no.
Hey!
Okay. The sound it makes when your foot hits the wall sounds familiar. You realize it sounds like the banging. That was following you before Kintel was able to break into this structure.
Remember that banging that I definitely remember? It sounds like that.
Fucking Keebler elf ass demigod.
Can't believe that motherfucker's name is Kintel. No offense, Perry.
It's fine. You guys make fun of every name I use.
It's some real Keebler elf shit. I think we all know that.
This 9-foot-tall MILF Keebler elf.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Yes, you guys did insist that I include that in the canon.
Yeah. Okay, Ansel. So what do we do with it?
Oh, I don't know. What if I hit it? I just kind of.
What
keep
if
going,
we all hit it?
Boom,
a bunch
boom,
of times.
Boom! I'm just kind of tapping it out. Yes, that sounds. Good.
You guys hit it, and it does begin to stretch and weaken.
Oh.
Ooh yeah.
Keep punching.
You start to get the sense after a while, even as you all kind of bang at it, that your fists alone aren't quite going to be enough to
Maureen,
break through.
Throw me at the wall.
Whatever this is. What?
Yeah, I'm
oh,
sure.
Are you sure, Glunkus? There's,
what if I just?
There's
use
no
my
way
mace,
this doesn't work.
Okay, I'm gonna throw Glunkus at the wall, you guys.
All right.
I mean, I already had to die, so fine.
All right. I throw Glunkus.
Make a athletics check for me.
Oh.
I love athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I do too. Well, Glunkus, I throw you with a 20.
Nice.
Natural or dirty?
It is a dirty 20.
Okay. Glunkus, you hit the wall and push forward further and further, stretching it, and it becomes more transparent, and you can see the world outside, and just as you're about to break through, you get launched back into the room.
This is like the funniest scene.
What if I punch the wall really hard?
It your fist bounces back.
No, my fist!
Physical damage doesn't appear to be doing it.
Yeah.
What if I magical missile it?
Yeah, what if I magical missile it too? And we all magical missile together.
All right. I will say with both of you magic missiling at it, kind of concentrating your fire to the weakest point, you are able to eventually pierce through it and pop it like a balloon. So there is an opening now to whatever lays beyond. Lies beyond. Whatever lay beyond.
Labia?
Labia.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thought you were American. What do you guys do?
So are we in Lebanon now?
No, as you look out, it is just an expanse of this calm, flowing, like, gray. It's the ground moves, like, in waves, like you see big prairies do, but there isn't any grass in it. Mm-hmm. Everything is this kind of dull, peaceful gray. Maureen, make a perception check for me.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. That is a 12.
Okay, you look out and you can just barely see on the horizon another sprawling collection of this like translucent pale colored set of rooms.
Are we in the collective conscious?
My god, are we about to go through her whole fucking body? This is some Miss Frizzle.
Where's Osmosis Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a perception check.
Perception?
Make a perception check. Yep, both of you. Glunkus, all you see is, as you look further, you see past this first building is another one. And another. Another. They seem to stretch off into the distance. The first one is so far away that it's hard to see. But, you know, with that amazing perception check, you realize that this place is absolutely littered. And each of the buildings looks similar. They're inspired by the same
Matrix?
Design, but the layout and the structure is always different.
This is the Matrix.
Brenda, you see the same Matrix. Thing.
We're in the Matrix?
Our brain? I'm so confused.
I mean, you are still, you're looking out of this little like window you've made.
How,
you can't step out.
How bright is it? Or how light is it outside?
It is neither dark nor bright. It is just well lit.
I step one little foot outside.
You step out and your foot sets down onto the ground, which is strange because you could have sworn it was almost 10 feet beneath you before. But it meets solid ground.
I step my second little foot.
All right, you step out, and then when you look back, you see that the hole is actually 10 feet above you.
I take my foot. My little foot.
What is happening?
What is happening?
Guys, I think my legs are really long.
Oh. Should get that checked out.
Yeah, you should get that checked out. That's weird.
Am I like talking to them like from 10 feet below, just like yelling up?
Yes. You're not, it's 10 feet. You're not yelling. You're just like across a room.
Oh, I forgot how. Yeah.
Is anyone else going out?
10 feet is. I guess I'll crawl out.
Yeah, I'll go out.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing happens. You could swear it's further away than it is, but you have to simply step through and you're on the ground.
What the hell?
So we're in the Matrix. We're in the Matrix.
See? Your legs are long too.
I mean, I kind of knew that.
I guess I will also do that. I don't know.
Okay. So has anyone stayed behind, or is anyone intending to stay behind?
I guess
yeah, everyone else is kind of jettisoned. As you guys step out, those marks on the back of your hands do disappear.
Well, thank God.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be like, did those not matter at all, but did those matter at all?
Yeah, so the lines on the door, it was like you needed less than or greater than however many there were. You just basically passed most of them right away. If Big had opened more doors, this would have taken a lot longer.
Good to know.
Yeah. This dungeon was kind of based around coding logic, so like if you had less than 3 failures, you could open the door. Else, if you had to do a bunch of other shit. Or, well, Brenda's HP was above 0, the door was locked. That kind of thing.
Math.
Yeah. But yeah, you stand in this expanse. There is no wind. There is no noise aside from what you make. There is just a calm.
Are we in the good place?
No, it doesn't look like that. It does not look like the good place.
My Ilum?
Like, are we dead, maybe?
My little
Glunkus, make an intelligence check for me.
Saving throw or just regular check?
Saving throw. Just regular check. You, as you have this thought of Mylilum, of neutrality, you remember something that Kintel said almost in passing when they first broke in, that everyone's subconscious or soul or essence, whatever you want to call it, exists on the plane of neutrality.
Oh, okay, so we are in the Matrix. Okay. We are. Great. All right. Well.
I don't understand what you mean.
Haven't you guys seen the movie The Matrix? Yeah.
Yeah, like forever ago.
Yeah.
Like The Matrix.
So we're in neutrality.
Yes, you are on the plane of neutrality.
How did we get there from this lady's brain?
You broke out.
But then why didn't we break out fuck? Into like
the rest of her brain?
I don't know. I guess there's really no logic to this kind of thing, huh? It's kind of all made up, isn't it?
It is explicitly I have made it all up, yes.
Wait, this isn't real?
Yeah.
There is a logic to it. You just don't know it.
I just don't get it.
You don't.
You have to be a true intellectual to get...
But yeah, what are you guys doing?
I don't know.
Walk towards those buildings?
Should we, like... Should we pray? Like, okay.
Should we pray? Let's go to...
So, Big, we're under the assumption that your new god is the god of neutrality, right?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah.
Can we pray to them?
Oh, sure. We can do that.
Just to, you know?
A little group prayer.
I have a spell for that.
All right.
Oh wait, contact another plane, but like we're in this plane. Does that count? You mentally contact a demigod.
I mean, I can just...
But here's the thing, is if I don't do this well, I will become insane. Okay.
Oh no.
What's the difference?
Big, can you cast Greater Restoration?
Wait a minute.
I don't have that as a spell. I have Lesser Restoration as a cantrip. Yeah, as a cantrip.
Oh. So if I fail to cast this spell, I take a bunch of psychic damage and then I'm insane. I'm insane until I finish a long
rest. What could go wrong?
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
I mean, I feel like I can just talk to him in my brain. You don't have to do that.
I mean, yeah, you can do that.
I'm going to do that then.
Okay.
Kind of want to go insane, though. Kind of sounds fun.
Well, we can... I mean, there's no reason you guys can't do both.
Well, we'll see how Jake...
Okay. Big, go ahead and make a religion check with advantage, because...
Cool. Well, and I'm going to give him part. I'm going to give him part of reach out. Too.
Okay.
So you get to add a d6 to it.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Okay. You close your eyes and reach out, and you feel this peace and this power here that you haven't felt anywhere. The closest was when you were walking with Ricardo in the Plane of Evil back when you were the speaker, but even that was diluted and weak compared to this. This is where your magic comes from. And as you reach out, kind of sensing through this plane, you don't feel my Lilim anywhere, but you push through and you keep searching and you feel your brain like break through a boundary you find yourself seated cross-legged across from this pale, like entirely white figure with some gray shading here and there in a cage in that blank expanse that you saw when you traveled from the Adlerven Kingdom to the Siphil City.
In a cave, you said? Or
a cage.
Oh, a cage. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, and my Lilim looks up and goes, Big, I must confess I didn't expect you.
Neither did I, to be honest. But hello, how are you doing? Besides the whole
good,
being in a cage thing.
Yes, that's bad. I haven't... Please pardon my manners. I haven't had company ever.
Oh.
So at least not since my imprisonment.
Oh, so you're not... Okay. I was about to ask if you were in there, like, on purpose or not.
Not through my own purpose, no.
Is this a sex thing?
Okay.
It's just Big, actually. You guys didn't get to hop in on the collect call. Yes,
okay.
Good. It's hard to tell sometimes with you, Glunkus.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to help you out of there? Or I know you wanted help from us at some point. I don't know if that's possible.
The time is coming when all five of you will be needed to help me. That's why I chose you all. But for now, I'm afraid there's nothing you can do.
Okay, well, technically you chose me specifically, but yeah.
Wow.
And this the first emotion you see play across their face is a bit of a smile as you say that. All right.
Okay.
So why are you here? Typically, these conversations have a purpose, yes?
Yeah, this has a purpose, I promise. It's a long story, but we're in this lady's brain in the Siphil City. We can't seem to get out.
Mm-hmm. Are you in her mind, or have you... broken onto my plane?
We've broken onto your plane. I don't know if you could escort us out.
I can't really leave here and they gesture to the bars.
Metaphorically, I mean.
What?
I have seen you in glimpses into all of you. You have traveled between planes before. This is no different.
Oh, any so sort saying, of. So we have to use Penny's magic sword.
Yes, you can use the Sword of Chaos.
Oh my god,
or
this guy is so done with us.
Any other sort of spells or means that you may have. You are not as trapped as you feel. And as you say that, the vision begins to fade, and when you open your eyes, you are back in the field.
That guy, they're probably like, why the fuck did they...
Why did I choose this fucking guy out of anybody?
What happened?
Everyone. I'm back from wherever I was.
Yeah, what happened, Fig?
Talked to the god of my brain. He's gonna need help from us soon. He's in a cage, and that seems like a problem, so we're gonna help him soon.
Well, should we help them? Because the last time we trusted your brain monster, it didn't really go well.
Well, they seem very genuine this time. So, and they actually helped us quite a bit because the answer was right in front of us.
Would you say they seem
yes,
neutral?
Yes, because the answer was right in front of us the whole time. Penny's magic sword.
Do I have
yes,
custody of that?
Yes, your rapier has you have right? Your rapier is the magic sword. Remember, you kind of attuned to it, and it turned into your rapier.
I forgot. That's why. Oh shit! I get it. And I just kind of go. Hachah!
How many conjuration spells have been cast near or on it?
Bitch, do I?
I said you guys were in charge of keeping track.
Hey, Perry. So since it turned into a rapier for Ansel, what would it turn into for each of us else? Because I think for Glunkus it would turn into a bong.
It would not. It only does swords.
Bong sword.
Damn.
You know, the Sword of Chaos, not the Bong of Chaos.
I mean, Bong of Chaos really
that does have a certain ring to it, doesn't it?
I truly have no idea.
Plane before we leave, like,
yeah.
I feel like there's not much going on. Like, I don't know that this place is going to have frozen yogurt.
Brain, if we did that.
Yeah. Plus, we have a big conversation to have out there.
Yeah, we also don't know how time works, so.
Yeah. Could be 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Out there.
We could all be dead.
Yeah. So, Ansel, do a slashy slash. Oh, you already did.
I do a slashy slash, and then Perry's going to say, I don't know what happened.
Make an arcana check.
Yeah. Several times near the sword, and that's a conjuration cantrip.
Okay.
I cast
Ansel, make an arcana check.
Flame wall that one time.
Just hold up. Just a 13.
All right. It takes a moment. It's not as immediate, and the portal seems unstable this time. But you do see shimmering and fading fast through the cut in reality that Ansel has made. The room with your bodies kind of displayed around, and you see that Moon has woken up and is fervently talking to Ocean.
We got to get in there. Myself
and what I want to say.
Thank you. Don't
what
no.
do you
want
to say?
Say it.
Say
it.
Don't fucking say it.
Coward. Say it.
It's the vagina.
God damn it.
Yes.
What the fuck?
And even as you sit here joking, all it right. begins to close.
No, okay. I dive through.
Wait,
Ansel
phone.
Makes
well,
it through.
Glunkus is going to jump. I think we're all going to jump.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you all, yeah, we're all the last one of you barely makes it through as there's a zoop and it shuts behind you. As you kind of tumble into the room, that is where we're going to end the episode.
They made me say it.